Okay, so Susan is talking to us from Pionin Point. So Susan's going to talk to us about her experience starting from seed and indoors with lights, and also her experience with the greenhouse at the Pionin Point School.
All right. Hi, everybody. I really enjoy growing in the greenhouse because it definitely has advantages and disadvantages. It takes dedication and commitment, and the advantages definitely outweigh the disadvantages. We get a way longer growing season, which is very important in our northern climate. With our greenhouse, we can start our plants as early as March 1st, and when we have some excellent falls with lots of sun, we can run it almost until Christmas time. And if you would ask me what the most important thing to monitor in a greenhouse is, I would definitely say temperature. We always try and keep the greenhouse between 20 and 30 degrees, and we have a heater set on a thermostat to keep the temperature from dropping lower than 15 degrees at night or on cold days. And when the sun comes out, the temperature in the greenhouse can easily soar beyond 30 degrees. So we have automatic vent openers, so that it gets too hot, the vents will open up and it will circulate the air inside. Some days, starting in May, though, the weather is just getting too warm outside and the vents just don't keep up with the hot air that's in the greenhouse. So we have to start running in and opening all the windows and doors to get enough air to circulate through. Growing in the greenhouse all summer requires a shade cloth to help control the heat. And a shade cloth, it's like a curtain that you can open and close as needed to block some of the sun's rays. The main rule of thumb is if the greenhouse is way too hot for you, it's way too hot for your plants as well. So if you're looking into getting a greenhouse, definitely remember location is everything. Make sure that you have easy access to your greenhouse for monitoring and easy access to water and power. And I definitely recommend putting heat tape around your underground water pipe and not forgetting to plug it in come frost, because it is not fun lugging water that you will need before the pipes thaw out again. Half of our greenhouse is a bed that we can sow seeds directly in, and the other half of the greenhouse is a bench that we can grow seedlings on. We start seeds in the bed for us to use in the school, and a fundraiser that we have every year is our annual plant sale. We start our seasons indoors for the plant sale in early March, and then come April, when the weather's a little more consistent, we transfer them out to the greenhouse where they stay until our plant sale in early June. You have to remember, when starting your seedlings, they need a lot of room to grow. So when we go to fill our bench, we only want to fill it about a quarter of the way full, because by the time they are done their growth for the spring and all their transplanting they will need, they'll take up the whole bench. I start the seeds indoors under fluorescent lights so that we can keep a close watch on them and maintain their temperature night and day. And it is amazing how quick you can lose a crop of seedlings by missing a watering. Once I am sure the seedlings are big enough to go out to the greenhouse, we move them. As the days go on and the plants get bigger, they will be needing more water. When it comes close to the end of the growth in the greenhouse, they sometimes need water up to twice a day, depending on how hot it is. When the plants are moved out to the greenhouse, they get fertilized once a week. And I also watch my watering and make sure I only water when the soil feels dry. A good sign that you are overwatering your plants is a green algae that can grow on the surface of the soil. Cut back on your watering and put a fan on in the greenhouse to dry up the soil. I think the number one thing I absolutely love about the greenhouse is that hardening off the plants is way easier. The greenhouse already takes care of the harsh sun ray issues. And to get your plants prepared for the wind, all you need are a couple of fans. When the plants are big enough, about 4 to 5 inches tall, I start the fans out on low. Slowly throughout the weeks, I keep turning up the fan higher and higher. This helps make the stalk of the plants really strong and ready to be outdoors, and will also help prevent the wind from blowing your plants over. And that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Stella. That was amazing. I'm going to go backwards a bit because I remembered we have Kim on the call, too, from Duck Bay, and she was going to talk about winter sowing and gardening as well.
Hi, this is Kim. So I want to thank Susan. I don't have a greenhouse, but maybe one day my husband will build me one. But in the meantime, we moved here to Manitoba from Alberta about 2.5 years ago. and I've been living in a fifth wheel. And I have a black thumb anyway when it comes to growing things indoors. So and trying to do it in a fifth wheel, it was an abysmal failure. So I came across this method just by chance. It's called winter sowing. And what it takes is basically food-safe plastic containers, like milk jugs, a good organic potting soil, your seeds, and duct tape. And what you do is you put holes, drainage holes, in the bottom of your milk jugs and two on the side for drainage. And you make a very wet potting soil mixture. Put it in about 2-3 inches. Put your seeds in. Put some more wet soil or dry soil and give it a good spritz. Make it really wet. Close your milk jug. Take the top off. And then you put it outside. Now, it's like mini greenhouses. The difference here from this being a greenhouse is that I'm putting these things out in February and March, and that's why it's called winter sowing. You prepare your jugs and you put them out, and really they just freeze. And it can get snowed on, and you actually like the snow going in because it gives it extra moisture later on. But really what you're doing is putting it out and letting nature take its course. So right now I've got about 100 jugs out, and this has been a very dry spring up here in Duck Bay. And the one thing you have to look out for is for moisture on the inside and the weight of your jugs. Because if they're light, if they've gone dry, you either have two things that might have happened. Either the duct tape has failed because you've sealed it with the duct tape if it's an enclosed greenhouse besides a little hole in the top, or it's just been so dry and they just ran out of moisture. So you check your seals, reseal, and then you spritz them, get them wet again, and put them back into the crowd. The one thing you have to remember about winter sowing is that nature decides when they will start sprouting. You need a lot of patience. They do sprout later, obviously, than in a greenhouse because it's dependent on your actual weather outside. But at the same time, when they do grow, they have been acclimatized basically for outdoors already. And when they grow, you've got extremely strong plants that you get out from it. So last year was my first year of winter sowing. And I was patient, but I kept thinking my jugs were failing, so I put up more jugs. And I ended up with over 100 tomato plants because everything sprouted. It just took nature to come around, get to the right temperature, the right conditions for the seedlings to grow. So you have them in your jugs. Your seedlings have got, basically, it's 5 true leaves. It's got to a certain size that you're getting ready to transplant. And the final hardening you do is you take the tape off and you open the jugs, whichever ones are ready, open it up during the day and then close it at night, don't have to tape, and do that for a couple of days so they get used to the weather. And then you start opening them day and night for a couple of days so they get used to the lower temperatures at night. And after about 3 days, you should be able to transplant them into your garden. It's worked for everything that I grew last year. And this year it's very dry, so I'm having to go out more often to check my jugs and make sure there's enough moisture in them. But besides that, that's about it. And that's all I have to say.